CBS 2 News at 11 p.m. Now, LA's number one late news. Number one for breaking news.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Number one for investigations.
Are you ripping people off?
Number one for exclusive stories.
I want the truth to be told.
See why more and more people are turning to CBS 2 News at 11 p.m. Now, LA's number one late news. Everyone's talking about the movie on every must-see list. The Vow is the perfect Valentine's Day date movie.
You totally love me.
Now and forever.
Rachel and Channing have magical chemistry.
We said that we would go in once a month.
What? All right.
It's beautiful, inspiring, and destined to be a romantic classic.
I vow we will always find a way back to each other.
Fall in love with The Vow. Inspired by true events, rated PG-13. Sunday night, the Steelers invade Indy, and Big Ben leads the Black and Gold's charge with hopes that they'll return again this season for Super Bowl 46. But the Colts are ready to protect their home turf.
Let's go! It's our house! One, two, three, go!
By any means necessary. Don't miss America's Game of the Week.
Sunday night is football night.
Steelers, Colts, Sunday night, only on NBC.
The producers.
But really, in your opinion, there's talented people out there that haven't blown up, and maybe they haven't blown up yet, maybe they will, but, you know, what are some of, or what is the best thing a young and up-and-comer can do, you know, for themselves to advance?
You know, you can't relax. You know, you have to see yourself doing it. I always saw myself being a network guy or being a trailer guy. It wasn't a want. It was just a matter of time before I got the opportunity to do it. You have to be able to see yourself doing it, hear yourself doing it. You listen to the big guys. You know, everybody had George DeJoyo. He was the guy that, he still does all of American Idol and ABC Family. You know, he's got that wonderful voice, very talented guy, and bilingual too, does a whole Spanish.
He's one of my favorites. He's got a super unique quality about him.
He does. And he was the guy that I kind of heard between him and Joe Cipriano. It was Joe Cipriano and George. Those guys were closest to what I could emulate. Since then I've come up with my own sound, became a unique voiceover guy, at least in my head. Now sometimes promos come on the air and I'm like, is that me? No, that's not me. Wait a minute, is that me? Because some guy just caught my inflection perfect and went like Saturday or something. I'm like, what? I don't remember doing that. Oh, it's not even me.
Let me jump in on that little bit. Do you ever work? Okay. Because I don't think that you are I think your range is solid because people can hear you in different locations, like you've said, in some of your trailer reads that go real down and then the darker register. And
mm-hmm.
But since you are sort of middle of the road, you're not in the LaFontaine school of voices. Do you worry that because there's a higher potential for people to copy that people will start stepping on your business?
Oh, that's already happened.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. I mean, I wouldn't call it my business because I don't think it's fair to say that. I don't think it's fair to say this is mine. Every single job that I have is a wonderful opportunity. And I appreciate anybody who gives me a chance to voice for them. Anybody. And it was one of those things where I was so unique in the beginning I've heard this a million times. But it starts as, who is Brian Lee? Get me Brian Lee. Get me someone who sounds like Brian Lee. Who is Brian Lee? That's your career. Those four steps right there. And, right now I'm certainly in the get me someone who sounds like Brian Lee. There are guys out there that are good. And the generations change, like when I started, there was always a series of producers all around the country. And, these producers, they move up and they're older than me and then they retire. And then so you have this new regime that comes in. And so if they worked with Brian Lee in the past with their bosses, you know, fine. But the industry is changing. New people every day are coming into the voiceover industry and doing things. So it's certainly not my work. I like to think that I have a uniqueness about my voice to do
right.
to do things, and people like working with. There's also a professionalism with it. It's not only about your voice; it's about how you work with the client. It's about
That was what I was actually expand upon that. Sorry to interrupt, but you know how you sound is one thing in voiceover, pretty obvious, right? But really, it's you know how you work. How much of it is how you work, and how many jobs do you think you either retain or get? Not so much how you sound, but who you are and how you are to work with.
Well, you can be a nice guy and you could be popular, but in the end, you have to be able to deliver the goods. I mean, you could be the nicest guy in the world, but when it comes down to doing the work, no producer, editor, or creative guy out there is going to put their name on something because they like you. You have to be able to.
Right.
You have to be able
to. But you also could have the biggest, best sounding voice, but if you can't actually do the work, well, that's too bad, right? Your voice only gets you so far, right?
And there's really different tiers of work. I mean, there's a lot of guys out there who can do their local cable channel or they can do car spots. And, you know, a lot of that gets edited together in the production room. You know, you're sitting there in front of Pro Tools and you can just say,
yep,
you know, no money down, you know, and edit it all together and deliver it to a client. You know, everything has gone into post and trailers are way different. You know, trailers are like, this is a big business. There's hundreds and millions of dollars spent on these things. And there is a way that you're hired because of the way that you interpret script.
Right.
Let's face it. I mean, when you got a trailer copy, you get trailer copy in front of you, you're going to interpret your way. They can't tell you how to inflect. They can give you keywords to hit, but they're not going to tell you how to read it necessarily. That's your uniqueness. That's what makes you you. So if you're reading something and it's your likeness or your interpretation of it, that's what you're going to get hired for. So that's how you make your money. People like the way that you interpret copy. And then you have to be good with your timing. You have to be great at listening to instructions. You got to be street smart with who you're working with. I mean, you could like, you know, a 21-year-old hotshot producer in Los Angeles is way different than working with a 55-year-old well-seasoned producer. I mean, these 21-year-olds will make you read it over and over and over and over and over again because they're scared of their jobs. You know, they don't know, mm-hmm. they don't even know what they want. And mm-hmm. they think if they get a zillion reads, then they've covered every single aspect. A seasoned producer who reads you or directs you, writes for you, they know it when they hear it. It's like, yep, you nailed it. You know, you mm-hmm. nailed it. Just right down to every single word, and they're happy with it and they're confident because they got what they want because they know what they're doing. So, you know, it's kind of like that. It's just you have to know how to read people and you have to know the politics that goes along with it. I mean, people feed off of confidence, a healthy ego, and no arrogance. You know, you can't be arrogant. If you're arrogant, sometimes arrogance, people, you know, you have these voiceover guys out there who are just assholes. You know, they're just like, I'm not going to read this again. And, you know,
yeah,
you know, you got it. That's it. You know. But it's just one of those things where you just, it's a whole kind of recipe depending on what you want to do. If you want to do radio liners and imaging for a radio station and you're a good producer and you know what to do, you're going to be fine. You can make a few $100 a month, get a pile of radio stations, pull down 50, 60, 70, 100, 200 grand a year voice and radio. And it's easy. If you want to get in with the big things like network, then all that stuff is read live. I mean, everything I've done for NBC and CBS and
right.
and all the shows when I've just voiced Tyra Banks and Ellen DeGeneres and Wendy Williams and all these other shows, they're all live over ISDN. I mean, they hit go and it beeps three times and you're in the promo with the music, with the effects, with the sound bites. They don't give you time, so you read against it, and you just have to know what you're doing.
You know, half the time to me, well, I don't know, but they book people that can do that.
Right.
They know the voices that can do that, and they're going to keep booking you because they simply aren't going to wait for you to do it twice sometimes.
Right. You have to know if you do make a mistake, you have to know exactly what the issue is. So basically bottom line, it beeps three times. Audio starts. I mean, you can find a ton of Joe Cipriano stuff online with him doing it live. And that's exactly the way it goes. It just goes beep, beep, beep. And then everything starts. And you're looking at your script on the next 2.5 men. And then there's a sound bite. And then Alan's down in the dumps. And then Alan's bite. And, you know, can Charlie help him out? And then the next line. And then, you know, it's the best comedy is on CBS Monday. And that's it. And you're out. And if you go, best comedies on CBS Monday, and it fades underneath you, you've gone over. If after the first line you said, you know, when the music starts and you say, you know, on the next 2.5 minutes, you're running into the first soundbite of Alan going, my life sucks. I haven't had sex in a year. Or, you know, or the next, or if it's too short, on the next 2.5 minutes, half a second goes by, then you hear Alan. Producer's not going to like that. You get to hear it one time or start reading against it. I mean, when I work for NBC, voicing, God, every show, I mean, like Deal or No Deal and Biggest Loser and The Apprentice and all their specials, they would send a stack of copy. I mean, Rina Romano, that guy is like a well-oiled machine. I mean, he just, you know, he can kick out promos, just boom, 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 boom. And they don't have time. You read it once. If you bump into something, they'll back it up. You just jump on and just do a pickup, and that's it. You're done. You got two chances, maybe three. If there's something wrong and you don't get it by the third take or whatever, you're slowing everything down. And it's crazy. Same goes with shows. And they've got versions of this thing. You're not only reading 130, you're reading a 30, a 20, a 15, a 10, a 5, and you're reading versions. Tomorrow, Monday, tomorrow, tonight, next. I mean, on every one of them. So it just has to go, 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 go. It's very exciting. It's very amazing. But you just have to have that talent. And you have to be able to do that. You have to be able to pull that off to do network.
Let me ask you, you've done some major sports promo work. Is there any major differences? Not the way you read it. You read it the way you read it, and it's great. But in the way that they operate when you're doing sports promo versus, you know, I don't know, comedy TV promo, you know what I mean?
Well, like sports departments, like I'm do a lot of work for NBC Sports.
And, oh, yeah.
And that's a totally different read. That's nothing like a trailer. That's nothing like a comedy, nothing like TV, television station news or liners or radio. It's a completely different kind of energetic in your face, but you can't scream it. You just have to have a certain type of sound for it.
I'm a big fan, by the way. I just want to say of what you do with that. I really like how NBC brands sports with you and the way they do it. I really like every aspect of it.
Oh, thank you very much. No, I really appreciate it. And like I said before, it's not like I'm never going to sit here and go, yeah, that's right. That's me doing sports, you know, because I rock. It's not like that. Every single thing is an opportunity, and you have to be thankful. You got to be thankful for – I got to be thankful for WKBT Channel 8 in La Crosse, Wisconsin, just as much as I'm appreciative of WCBS in New York, KYW Philly, BBM Chicago, KCBS Los Angeles, all these big, huge stations. A lot of money, a lot of prestige and everything. But you know what? Every single person that decides to hire you because of what you sound like is a gift. So back to what you were saying about NBC Sports. Yeah, NBC Sports, there's just a particular way to read sports. And you just got to get it. You know, my agent always told me that, John Wasser. He says, you just got to get it. And you got to hit it out of the park. It's not about a good read. You got to understand everything, the way the producer works. You got to understand the big picture of how they're promoting it and what they want and how it sounds. You have to be able to visualize. It's something amazing. But you know something? Anybody can really learn how that works by watching TV or listening to the big guys in voiceover, you know, and just, hey, I hear Brian Lee doing this. And somebody should be able to go, wow, that's Brian Lee. I can do that. I can do what Brian Lee does. And, you know, I said, I want to be like Joe Cipriano. I want to be like George. I want to be like those people. And I listened to what they did. And they were an amazing inspiration because they were in my range. And I don't know. Maybe there's guys out there. I mean, I occasionally get emails from people that say, hey, I'm a big fan. I've followed your career. It's all very flattering. I don't have a Facebook page. I don't really talk to anybody, but I've never done an interview.
I was wondering.
I only maybe in Radio and Production magazine back in the early 90s or something, you know, about production when I won awards for production. But I really don't do interviews. And it's not because I think I'm so – I don't want to be bothered with it. It's not that I have I'm just embarrassed, you know. Any sense of adulation, you know, I'm just a normal guy. I just want to be good at what I do. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be like, you know, Brian, you're like one of the best in the country. You're one of the most recognizable voices in the world. And, you know, if you look at the big picture and you look back at it and you say, wow, you know, that's amazing. You know, of everything that I've been able to do in my life so far. And this is an amazing business. And I'm so fortunate. There's, you know, this so much to do and so much amazing money to make. But there's not a day that goes by that I don't say to myself, God, you know, you're just absolutely fortunate. Right place, right time, you get it. And so I think that it really has to start with a certain amount of appreciation. Everything you do is a gift. Everybody that hires you, and there's lots of people that hire you. I mean, there's people that hire you because they can get you cheap or, you know, I mean, you begin to learn like, well, I know why I'm doing all these car spots for $100 a piece because I'm decent enough to do it. And the guy's getting a great deal by not paying me. Any.
Right.
I think we've all been there.
Go on that just a little bit. I mean, you've been so generous with your time and I will wrap this up quick. As far as your day goes and the amount of work you have, I know that, you know, you're slammed, but how long are you going day to day? I mean, are you starting at 7 a.m. and going until 7 p.m? And how much are you voicing in an average day?
Well, let's see. I try to start, if I'm lucky, I'll start around 10:30 or 11 in the morning. Like about 11. Because I have people that I'm on call for that when they get their promos written and everything, they'll just jump in and say, hey, we need them. I try to, you know, I'm a single father. I have a 13-year-old daughter, so I got to get her to school and I work out every day. So, you know, I want to go to the gym and take care of myself. Then it's just balls to the wall. I mean, I'm looking right now, in Pro Tools, I just have one session open. I just read consistently. I just read and read and read and read and read. And I have an outbox. And an outbox is, you know, after I cut it and encode the file into an MP3 or an AIF and I post it or I email it. But everything is in the outbox. And I have like, you know, like a year of stuff in here. And I'll read you right now. I will read you the times that I send material out.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll scroll back to April 5th here. 10:14 was the first thing I sent out, and it was for Z104 in Norfolk. So it's a combination of radio and television, trailers, CNBC, NBC Sports, True TV. It could be movie trailers. I have fixed sessions during the day for television news, and then I have, you know, radio. But on April 5th, I started at 10:14 a.m., and these were the files that were encoded and went out to individual stations, okay? 10:14, 10:15, 10:18, 10:36, 11:23, 11:30, 11:35, 11:46, 12:07, 12:14, 12:28, 12:29, 12:33, 12:34, 35, 36, 12:44. Then I took lunch. 2:52, 3:04. 310, 312, 326, 408, 410, 412, 413, 418, 424, 429, 432, 452, 454, 501, 504, 505, 522, 532, 535, 542, 545, 550, 555, gosh. 6:08 p.m., 6:10, 6:15, 6:21, 6:41, 6:49, 6:50, 6:53, 6:55, 7:10, 7:14, 7:25, 7:40, 8:08, 8:29 p.m. was my last session on April 5th. Now these are not including, these are just encoded files that I send out or post.
This isn't the stuff you did live down the ISDN.
That's right. This is not stuff I did live.
Okay, this instantly begs the question, and I've asked this of others, your voice sounds clean and healthy, and you're using it constantly? What do you do for yourself?
You know something, believe it or not, vitamins are really important. The way your body, so I'm not a vitamin freak, but you got to make sure that you have the right amount of vitamins. Water is really important. Hydration, that's how your body uses water, and it sends water to your vocal cords, and hey, your vocal cords have got to stay lubricated. So you have to drink a lot. Oh, I do.
Non-water. Do you stay away from anything that's not water?
No. Okay. I mean, I've learned that there's certain combinations of food and stuff that muck it up. I mean, if I eat a sub sandwich with a little bag of potato chips and a Coke, it tends to, it gets all gooey. For a little while.
What about milk? Are you a milk drinker?
No, I don't drink milk, but I drink coffee with cream. No, I basically drink anything that I want. I mean, I don't. The voice will get stretched out after a big meal, and you know, I can't eat like a big piece of chicken or something, and then come in the studio and immediately start voicing. You know, I need at least 15, 20 minutes or something. But do I? No. I mean, I can fake it. I've been doing this for so long. But if I'm doing a very finite session for like a movie trailer or something where they're listening to every letter and it's live down an ISDN line, then I'm going, you know, like, you know, this spring he was a man without a family. You know, it's just this low family. And if I've eaten something nasty or something, it might go family.
Right. You'll hear the little moisture ticks.
And the gurgling and crap like that. And then you're like, family. And, you know, you don't want that. So you tend to look at your schedule and what you got going on, and you're good about it. But also, have you ever heard of Entertainer's Secret Throat Relief Spray?
Maybe. I don't know. Tell us about it.
Voiceover guys, I mean, everybody is always looking for that magic spray for your throat, you know?
Yeah.
What's going to bring my voice back? What's going to make my voice work? You know, it's all slippery elm bark and all sorts of stuff. And somebody finally came out with like the freaking miracle spray of all time. It's called Entertainer's Secret for dry throat and hoarse voice. And
really?
just go to entertainers-secret.com and buy a case of it. It's a little spray. I mean, anybody's going to benefit from this. It's a little spray bottle. I have a case of it next to me, and it's, you just spray it in your throat. And they want you to kind of go, you know, just run your voice up and down. And then, you know, I've been talking, it's been kind of raspy, but it's all come back. Here it is. See, it's just it's an amazing spray. And you can use it. It's just aloe and like aloe vera gel, deionized water, some glycerin. But it is absolutely amazing.